Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, we find out what it would be like if Fred Flintstone was now a granddad.
Well, that was the way it was. I mean, I worked down the quarry, but we didn't have cranes back then. I actually had two dinosaurs on leads. There were two brontosauruses, the books with the big long necks. When the day was done, my supervisor pulled the tail of a wee bird, and I'd get off the dinosaurs and I'd say, yabba dabba doo, that's me a wee home now, because I hated working in that quarry. Back then, there was no engines, you know. So I'd get into the car and I'd put my feet through the two holes in the bottom and I'd run the whole way home to Castle Rock.
Enjoy the show. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. It's merch time. Oh, it's such exclusive spring-summer collection merch. Oh, yes, it is. It's a circular sticker about the size of a vinyl album, I'd say.
Yes.
And it's of my face, but I'm in cartoon form. Mm. I've been cartoonised.
Yes.
And it says the name of the breakfast show on it, and it's got a little QR code that basically, as your bag goes around the luggage carousel, people could open their cameras on their phones, scan it, and listen to the show.
Yeah, they might have to walk along with it for a while so they can get the scan.
But obviously, it's trampling over toddlers and people sat on their trunkies while they did it, but it'll be worth it for our listeners, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
So basically, if you would like to win a sticker for your luggage, you need to be loud for it. And this morning, as a nod to the England women's football team entering the semi-finals against the hosts, Australia.
Oh, yeah.
So spicy, isn't it?
Nice.
Love that. Tomorrow, 11 a.m. is the kickoff. We are asking you to tackle this. Touching me. Touching you. Come on, England. You know you want to do it.
Come on. We should get floods of people wanting to get involved with
this. Well said, Matt Dyson. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Here is your opportunity to take my face on holiday with you. In loud for your luggage. And playing this morning, we have Alan. Hello, Alan.
Good morning, Dave and team. Morning.
Alan, morning, welcome Alan. Along to the show. How are you doing today?
Yeah, not too bad.
Great. Pleased to hear that. Alan, if you were to win the sticker of my face for your luggage, where are you going to be taking me? Which far-off place are we going to be heading to together?
It's not too far. It's only to Weymouth.
Oh, OK.
Nice. Yeah.
Dave and Alan are off to Weymouth.
Yes.
Yeah, I like Weymouth.
The worst reaction.
I think we're all being silent just because it's great. Alan did exactly the right thing comedically there, and we can't take that away from him. Absolutely, he did. Alan, you've kind of flexed your comedy muscle. You've shown us you have fantastic comedy timing. Now it's time to examine your vocal talent. So I'm going to press play on a clip of Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond, a nod to the semi-finals of the World Cup tomorrow as England face Australia, kick off at 11 a.m. And then Neil Diamond is going to fade into silence, and that's where you need to kick in. That is where you need to be loud for your luggage. Alan, are you ready?
Yeah.
I can't wait for this. Good luck. We're all behind you. Here you go. Touching me. Touching you.
Sweet Caroline. Dun, dun, dun. Cause I've never seemed so good.
So good. Good.
So, so good. Good.
So good.
Love it.
It's like being on the terraces, isn't it?
Yeah.
Alan, congratulations. You have won the exclusive merchandise. It has been a charm having you on the show. Have a great day.
Thank you, and you. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio. We are but 10 to 15 minutes away from a little game of 1 in 100. Now, basically, a few weeks ago, we locked a number in the safe here in the studio. Many people have tried to break into that safe. And I don't mean people off the street. I mean actual fellow radio
trusted
DJs.
Trusted colleagues.
Yeah, presenter types have been trying to get in there. We've got the CCTV footage. It's available on our socials if you want to go and check it out for yourselves, including one home time supremo holding the safe aloft.
Mm. Like you're about to smash it.
It's like smash it on the floor.
Unbelievable.
So basic. Anyway, the number is locked in there. So then I'm asking you around 7:30 every morning to pick a number between 1 and 100. Now, if your number matches the number that's in that safe, and I don't know what that number is, then you will win £1,000. It is as simple as that. And on the way, we're going to have a fresh competitor live on the show. That person could be you. Plus, I'll remind you of the number that it isn't, the number selected by listener Helen. That's all on the way. But yesterday, I reached out to Ben Burrell.
Oh.
And I asked him if he were able to play, what would his number be?
Hello, Dave and the team. I am very much enjoying your game 1 in 100. Look, it's no Name That Caller or Five Celebrities £5, but it's pretty good. If I was allowed to play, which I am contractually not allowed to, but if I was, I would pick the number 12. Why, I hear you ask? No one's asked. Why, I hear you ask? It's my lucky number. It once won me a bottle of red wine in a pub in Worthing on a raffle. If that doesn't scream lucky, I don't know what does. So I'm going to go with the number 12. Thank you. Back to you in the studio.
Thank you, Ben. You know, we've had worse reasons given for choosing a number since we launched this a few weeks ago. So Ben will go with number 12, which I am reliably informed hasn't been selected yet. So maybe you want to follow, you know, Ben's. Maybe you're thinking, oh, I'd like to win a bottle of wine in a pub raffle somewhere.
Yeah.
I'd like to win £1,000. I'll pick 12. It is entirely up to you. 1 in 100 returns to The Breakfast Show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Honouring skill.
Bravery.
And the will of the gods. This is Dave Berry's 1 in 100.
With Wiggs.
Yeah, let's stop teasing it.
Yeah.
Let's stop using Ben Burrell picking numbers between 1 and 100. Let's get down
to
business.
Let's get it done.
Let's
Come
give
on.
You a chance to win £1,000 because this is 1 in 100 with Wiggs. Your chance to pick one number between 1 and 100 and win £1,000. Now, as you are fully aware, one number has already been randomly selected and it has been put in that safe under lock and key. The only two people in the world that know that number are the Hypebeast Womble executive producer Mark and, of course, Old Swiss. Now, yesterday was day 16 of 1 in 100. That's when listener Helen, the nurse, came on and she had a reason for choosing number 77. I'm not sure I fully understood it, though, to be honest.
Well, some say look it in its single form, but this is it doubled and it's also the year I was born.
Well, you've made it into a whole riddle here.
Say it is lucky in its singular form. I have doubled, but the year you were born and the candle will burn, but only the wax will be seen. As the doors are closed at midnight, it will be.
Oh, lovely.
Sorry, Helen.
You got enough credit for your improvised riddle, to be honest. It was very impressive.
You're too kind. So, just to reiterate, it is not 77.
No.
77 is not 1 in 100.
All day, because she said it was lucky halved, which is 38.5.
Right. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a lucky number?
No. I don't know if you can do point fives here. Don't muddy the waters. The legal team have had a nightmare in this as it is, Emma, without chucking in decimal points.
It's very confusing.
Yeah. Anyway, is it though? It's pick a number between 1 and 100. I'm not quite getting it, Dave. I'm not quite getting it. So 1 in 100 is not, I repeat, is not number 77. So the question is, what's your number?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Honouring skill.
Bravery.
And the will of the gods. This is Dave Berry's 1 in 100.
Yes, right now we are playing my brand new game, 1 in 100. Your chance to pick a single number between 1 and 100 and potentially win £1,000. And stepping through the doors is Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Dave. Hi, team. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Welcome to the show. So all I know of you, Dan, is that you're in Leicester, you're in construction, you love a little bit of the main station. They're the three key components that make up the person we now have playing 1 in 100. So, Dan, it's great having you on the show. Let's talk about your number, shall we? How did you come to choose it? Don't do the big reveal just yet, because everybody looks forward to that bit, because that's the number I would have chosen, and people like that, I love it. So how did you come to the conclusion that this had to be your number today?
Well, it's the same number that Ben Burrell chose.
Oh, wow, okay. So, if you're just joining us, we played a little bit of audio of Ben Burrell choosing his number, because it's his lucky number.
Yeah.
This number won him a bottle of red wine in a raffle in a pub. Okay, Dan, so tell us a bit more.
So, you see, this is actually the same number. It's the same date as my son's birthday.
The stars are aligning.
Oh. So Ben Burrell chose it. So, you know, if you were listening a little while ago, you know what the number is. But it's also the date of your son's birth. When was he born?
March this year, 12th of March this year.
Congratulations. What's his name?
Thank you very much. Alfie.
So I think you're kind of giving it away a bit there, as of Ben. So we have everything crossed for you. No problem at all.
Is
whatsoever.
Burrell a lucky charm? Let's find out.
Okay.
Let's hope so. Are you
one? So the number is 12. Come on, Alfie. Come on, Ben. Oh, Dad, sorry. 12 is not 1 in 100. Feel free to complain to Ben directly on his Twitter at Ben Burrell, so you can get hold of him in there. He's always checking his DM, so you slip on in there, my friend. Congratulations again on the birth of your son, Dan. We'll speak to you real soon.
Okay, cheers, guys. Thanks,
nice one, man. Take care now. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. There's no hiding from it. It is coming up to 12 minutes past 7 on your Tuesday morning. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, home of Matt Dyson and the social ammunition. So, Matt Dyson, there's always lots going on across social media. What you got for us today?
First up, something to look out for when you take your Dave Berry face sticker on your luggage on holiday this summer.
Okay.
Because there's a story being shared on the socials that cabin crew have a secret code to signal that one of the passengers on the flight is attractive.
Oh.
And they communicate this to each other during flights as a sort of fun game to play when they spot someone who they think is hot. This has come from a Reddit thread of flight attendants asking for the secrets from inside the industry.
Always entertaining.
This is blown up, and now everyone is aware of the secret. I don't know if you are aware of how they
see it. What is the secret?
Well, that's it.
I'm about to tell you. So when they spot an attractive passenger and the passenger is getting off the plane, instead of going, thank you, goodbye, thank you for flying with us today, and having a little little exchange, they say very loudly, cheerio.
Oh, I thought they had to say that. I thought that was in their training. That's all I've ever heard.
That happens to me all the time.
I've never heard them say cheerio. Yeah.
They've said, please don't fly us again.
Yeah, exactly.
They've literally handed you a pamphlet for a rival airline and gone, have you thought about
EasyJet?
Have you thought about using Ryanair?
Yeah.
They're good.
Normally, I'm being carried off by security. They don't really talk to me generally. But yeah, so cheerio.
Or you're in the hold in your little cage with all the other fluffy, adorable pets.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, cheerio, it stands out, doesn't it? So I think if you hear a flight attendant say cheerio to you, you think, oh, that's unusual, and now you know why.
I wouldn't say it was unusual.
It happens all the time to you.
I wouldn't say, if someone said cheerio to me, I wouldn't go, why have you used such a strange turn of phrase, madame?
I suppose it's quite a dated goodbye, isn't it?
Saying
cheerio, fare thee well, that sort of thing. Because I don't think in real life it works. So if someone says cheerio to you in real life, that doesn't mean they fancy. Do you think that does work? You say it. You say cheerio.
You say cheerio.
Mark fancies everyone he sees, basically.
He's such a cheap date, though. Let's not go by what Mark says.
The Hype Beast
Womble would cheerio over an inch of his life if you give him a chance.
He would. So, yeah, anyway, something to look out for. Something to look out for next time you're on a plane. And then the other story this morning is Michael Fry, the Northern Irish comedian.
Very funny guy.
He turned memes into songs by indie bands a while ago. I think it was during lockdown. Very funny. Does some very funny videos, and his new one is Grandad Flintstone. It's a character, Grandad Flintstone, right? And here he is reminiscing about raising his family back in the day. Have a listen.
Well, that was the way it was. I mean, I worked in the quarry, but we didn't have cranes back then. I actually had two dinosaurs on leads. It was two brontosauruses, the books with the big long necks. When the day was done, my supervisor pulled the tail of a wee bird, and I'd get off the dinosaurs and I'd say, yabba dabba doo, that's me a wee home now, because I hated working in that quarry. Back then there was no engines, you know. So I'd get into the car and I'd put my feet through the two holes in the bottom, and I'd run the whole way home to Castle Rock.
Anecdotes from the Flintstones. I'll share the full video. You can watch that for yourself. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your data. Cheerio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show
Podcast. Absolute Radio. It is the 15th of August, and I point that out for a reason. So it is the 15th of August. I'm about to go there, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and I'm about to go there in a big way. I'm going to lead you in. I'm actually going to give you the opportunity to listen to a different breakfast show right now, because this might not be for you. And I'm going to slowly drip feed in what I'm about to get into, and some of you will choose to turn over, and I get that.
Right. Okay. Okay. Wow.
You know, I'm the exact opposite of keep it locked. Yeah. Okay. I'm just going there. Yeah. If this is for you, then this is for you.
Wow. And I love you.
And I love you for it. Okay. But this isn't for everybody. Okay. I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
You know, what makes me such a wildly lovable man of the people, you know? What? There are 132 days to go. So August 15th,
yeah,
there are 132 days to go. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to use the C word.
Oh. What?
Producer Eddie looks thrilled for one. It's time to talk Christmas.
Oh, no, she did!
Oh, yes, he has.
Why? It's the middle of summer, man.
You can't turn over. I said they could turn over. You've got to stay here. You're in this. There's nothing you can do. No, you're contractually obliged to sit in that chair between 6 and 10. Okay? Emma, how do you feel about me using the C word?
I don't like it one bit.
No, 132 days to go.
Isn't it?
Well, the reason I say this is I went into my local yesterday to have a drink, and I was sat there and I looked up and I was shocked by what I saw. They had turned this kind of sideboard, which is there throughout the year,
the Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast,
Absolute
and
Radio,
to book your tables for Christmas dinner now.
Oh no!
Oh yes, they did. Who are you, by the way? Why do you keep popping in and doing that? Oh yes, they did. They really did. So, I mean, it's like an oak sideboard right next to the door, and so when I walked in, I hadn't seen it because the bar is in front of you. So you walk in. I'm just having a normal August day.
Yeah,
I go up to the bar, I order my drink, and it wasn't until they were preparing the drink and I kind of turn around to, I like to think, in an effortlessly cool way, lean on the bar.
Yeah.
Whatever. So I'm kind of effortlessly cool, leaning on the bar, and then that's when I see it.
You saw the glint of tinsel.
It was fake snow, it was trees, it was baubles, it was holly, it was the full
How
trimmings.
How popular can their Christmas offering be?
Well, I understand that, you know, businesses are clawing back. I get that, and I support, you know,
you've
pubs
got to get
and businesses.
You've bookings in, haven't you?
Do you have to go, with the full tinsel tree lights, the full bonanza across an entire sideboard that takes up effectively one whole wall of the pub?
It's the middle of August. We haven't even had Halloween yet.
Well, exactly, but before Halloween, you've got to worry about Magic Radio 100% Christmas. If you're going before Magic Radio goes, you've got issues. Yeah. You've got Christmas issues. Because those people are twisted, let me tell you.
They love it more than anyone.
They're just the floor below us, and I can feel their twistiness from here.
Ronan turns his studio into a ski lodge, for heaven's sake.
Ronan and Harriet are already hanging their tinsel now, and it is twisted. I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times, and now my local pub are starting to do this as well.
Magic. That's madness.
Oh no, she
did! They did! They went before magic and again! Who are you? So, do you think they've gone too early?
Well,
8, 12, 15 is the number. And who else has gone early? Are you starting to see the signs
happening? No one else has gone this early.
I mean, this breakfast show's gone early now.
Yeah, we're part of the problem now.
You know our boss? Big boss Paul, he loves Christmas.
Oh, he does, doesn't he?
I think he's already got his Christmas washing up liquid in.
Oh, he never runs out.
His what?
Throughout the year.
I'm sorry, his what?
Yeah. He's the only person I've ever seen that has washing up liquid.
Yeah.
What is it like cinnamon sort
of
or something?
Spice. Yeah, Christmas spice.
Oh, he's going to be loving this then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, his garlands will already be on the staircase.
He does love a garland. Okay, so apart from magic, our boss and my local.
Yeah, who else has gone early?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
With 130 days till the C word. Have my local pub gone too early with trees and baubles and holly and fake snow advertising that Christmas is coming? Get involved now. And who else has gone early? 8, 12, 15 was the number. Lots of you, and I mean thousands of you, messaging in about B&M.
Yes. Mm. They're doing it left, right and centre already at B&M Bargains.
Yeah, they were putting their Christmas decorations out at the weekend. OMG, what's wrong with these people? And then three of those kind of slightly squiffy, wacky-faced emojis from Claire. I know what you're saying, Claire. Dave, definitely too early for Christmas. When I picked up my 10-year-old from football last week, he came running over, big grin, wearing a Santa hat.
What is going on?
According to his coach, he'd worn it the entire game. Now, I'd like to see that into the Premier League.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Pro Casado, you know, he's just gone for £111 million to Chelsea. He's on £5 million a week. Put on a Santa hat.
Yeah, go on. And when he scores, he throws candy canes to all
That's what we want in the Premier League. Thank you very much, everybody. It seems my local may have gone too early, but it also seems that many of you, weirdly, having just done this on the 15th of August, I'm kind of looking forward to Christmas a little bit.
Yeah, weird.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Christmas. On a whim, I decided to tell you that I saw this outlandish Christmas display in my local pub saying, you know, get involved in Christmas now, and they'd gone over the top. But then I thought, have they? So I thought I'd ask you, because you're the people I come to when I have any kind of quandary or query. And, well, you've been getting in touch in your thousands, you know, even though there is 132 days until Christmas. I checked my Santa tracker. He's at a beach bar in Ibiza, so he's not even into this yet. He's not even into this. So I don't know why B&M
are.
Everyone else is doing this. Lisa in Sheldon got in touch. Mm. Good morning, Lise. She says, Dave, I've already bought my boys' Christmas presents for this year.
That is organised.
And then two hashtags. Hashtag never too early, hashtag in the bag. But as we were doing this live on the show, and this is why it's so wonderful, I'm so pleased to say on line one we have Dan. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning,
Dan. Hello, Dan. Welcome on the show. So we're crossing live to Croydon to speak to Daniel, right? Now, Dan, as I was talking about Christmas and, you know, is everybody going too early on the show, you saw something with your actual eyes. Would you like to share with the group what that thing was?
Yeah, well, I was just on my way into work, just like every day, and I had to do a double take because I saw a guy actually wearing a blue Christmas jumper. Christmas trees, Santa.
Wow. At the day we decide to talk about it, it's 132 days until the C word, and Dan spots someone in a Christmas jumper.
Sunny August morning.
What?
Yes.
So describe it for us again, please, because the oh no she didn't guy popped in and he talked over you. What was on it?
Christmas trees, Santas. I think there was reindeer.
The risk of sounding like my dad, and I am going to sound like my dad, or I'm going to sound like Matt, one or the other. It's either my dad or Matt, right? The two people I spend the most time with, apart from my wife and daughter. Are you sure it wasn't just a hipster? Was it definitely a Christmas jumper?
No.
It was a hipster.
I would say it was a guy in his sort of mid-50s with a family.
Were the family nearby, or did it look like, could you judge they were trying to keep their distance as much? No, just as subtly keeping their distance.
There was no leads or nothing stopping them from running away.
And was he in the Christmas spirit?
Was he jolly? Was he a jolly guy?
He seemed quite.
He's jolly.
He was in the Christmas spirit.
Dan's like, what is going on here? Just describe, Dan. I'd like you to describe strangers' behavioural habits for us, please, live on
describe
the radio. Go. Did he seem like a nice guy? What do you think he's gonna have for lunch today, Dan?
It's a lot of detail for somebody just walked past.
Yeah.
2 seconds.
Dan, you've done very well as a police witness. You'd be great.
Yeah,
so you know you've done really well. Dan, thank you for that. Eyewitness report live on the breakfast show at 8:39 and 52 seconds that someone has spotted an individual
in
a Christmas jumper.
Spotting in the wild.
Thank you so much, Dan. This is incredible. 132 days to go.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So much Christmas content coming in. I'm snowed under. I am. by the Christmas content. My pub's gone really early. I asked you, do you think they've gone too early by displaying big Christmas stuff, saying get involved in Christmas, you know, with 132 days to go. In fairness to them, it was 133 because I saw it yesterday. But look, it's August is the bottom line here. But so many of you want this Christmas
stuff.
Some people
are happy about going early, aren't they?
There's people who are testing out their inflatable Santas and stuff already. So we shouldn't really do this, but we've had a chat, haven't we? And we've decided we are going to do
great,
it because you've got to give the people what they want, which is why we're going to do a smash, a Christmas smash.
Oh, yes.
So we want you to Christmas a non-Christmas song.
Oh.
So it's Christmas versus all of the playlist that has nothing to do with Christmas whatsoever. Songs that are enjoyed all year round.
Mm. It's a winter Punderland in the middle of August. This is what people want.
That's very lovely. So, for example, Mistletoe, Your Own Way.
Nice.
Ho, 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 hey.
Oh.
I've not had a lot of time to think of my own, by the way. Matt Dyson, you got any
ideas?
I've got
a couple for you. Anything by Panettone Braxton. Manger Zone by Kenny Yule Loggins.
That's nice.
Lovely stuff. Emma Jones.
I got Are You Gonna Snow My Way?
Oh, yes.
I Can't Stand the Rain, Dear. And Slay Another Day.
Yes. Excellent. So there we go. Inexplicably, on the 15th of August, the smash is Christmas versus non-Christmas songs. Come and join
the Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
But we've been talking Christmas. I think my local went too early with their big display. Some of you agree, some of you disagree. So we've decided to do a one-off special smash. And it is Christmas, a non-Christmas song. 8-12-15 was the number. And my goodness, with 132 days to go until Christmas, I think this might be your best work yet. Yeah. We have got Snow One Snows by Queens of the Stone Age from Jenny in Micklover. We got Gingerbready to go, Richard in Essex.
Nice.
David in Lancashire goes with Great Baubles of Fire. Jamie in Hastings delivers fine work with Fluorescent Advent Lessons. We've got Reindeer Rio Gaga by Robbie in Fife. Deck the Hall and Oates from Ollie in Peterborough. And finally, and I'm actually going to be upstanding to Kyle in Sutton Coldfield, who brings us the Divinyls classic, I Touch My Elf.
Amazing.
Well done, Kyle. What have you got over there, Matt?
On the platform formerly known as Twitter, Paul Duncan suggests We Three Kings of Leon. I've got the turkey. I've got the Secret Santa, says Super. Techno. Anything by Carlos Santar Nar Claus, says John. Anything by Michael Bourbelay, says Tink.
Natch.
And Nick in Middlesbrough has gone for the Elvis classic, In the Grotto.
So there we go. That was Christmas versus non-Christmas songs on the smash. We'll be doing that again real soon. When I say real soon, I mean in around 130 days.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And that's it for what has been a rather weird and slightly surreal edition of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you so much for getting involved as well. Of course, there'll be a brand new edition of the podcast. You can relive every twist and turn. You can get it wherever you get your podcast from. And the last thing we do every show is we name it. And we name it after one of the times I rang the podcast naming bell, which today happened on the following occasions, when I said the Hyper Beast Womble would cheerio within an inch of his life if you give him the chance.
That was during the social ammo this morning, I think.
Was the stranger a jolly man, Dan?
Was the man in a Christmas jumper? I simply wanted to know if he was in the Christmas spirit, that's all.
The riddle went underappreciated at the time.
That was your freestyle riddling. From yesterday, but today.
McBride Central.
That was a country one as well, a separate one when the bell was rung.
My Local, Our Boss and Magic Radio have all gone early.
That's to do with the Christmas theme of today's shows, inexplicably in the middle of August. I think maybe let's go with Was the Stranger a Jolly Man, Dan?
100%. And I'll tell you why.
Weird question.
For no other reason than yesterday's podcast was named So Much Spit Chat. So I just love that. Okay, as I say, thank you for tuning in today. On the way, the details you need to be made a winner, and our prize fund is £112,000. That's how much we would love to give away today. As for us, well, we'll be back with you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained, and Merry Christmas.